Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rob Jollis is here. Rob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to colleague, coming up on 17 years. We'll celebrate his 17th anniversary in just a couple of months. He is he's our salesmanship expert in the Brain Trust. He's the author of a bunch of books, many books, and so many I can't see over the top of them here, and on selling, all about putting your best foot forward in the marketplace. He and I share a background with Xerox. He was there after I left. I handed him off the company, and then he took it from there, and God help him if it hadn't been for the two of us. I'll tell you that. Right, Job? Right, Rob?
Absolutely. My fellow Xeroid.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back.
It's always great to be back. 17 years, huh? I think I started when I was 9.
I know. You were just out of elementary school. So, Rob, I was telling the audience before you got here about things that have changed and things that haven't changed. And one thing that hasn't changed is that somebody still needs to go out and convince customers that the experience they're going to have with somebody around a product or a service should be you. And that takes a salesperson. And that takes that part hasn't changed, even though a lot of the elements around that have changed. But one thing that has not changed that is primordial is the fact that when you talk to a prospect about doing business, they have this thing called an objection that they carry around with them, maybe many of them. And we still, after all these years handling objections, that fact has not changed, has it?
No, it hasn't changed, and it's not going to change, because sometimes when I'm in a room, I'll ask people just to mess with them a little bit. I'll say, okay, write down 10 reasons why you think people object, and they'll be all over the place. And then I can tell them, okay, they're all very interesting. You can kind of put them all away, because it really comes down to one thing, and that crosses over every industry, and that is it is human nature to fear change. So we have to understand that an objection frequently just involves somebody actually resisting change, and it's natural. When we're in a situation, even if we're not happy in that situation, we have to remember that people don't fix small problems; they tend to fix big problems. So again, it's human nature for people to sit and say, mentally, I'd rather wait for this to become a big problem than take a risk, make a change, and create an even bigger problem. So it's natural.
Well, it is. I mean, for one thing, as I said in the earlier segment, when you walk in the door, people don't just pull their wallet out and say, here, you know, swipe until they run out. You know, they want you to earn the money. They've got to, if you're going to take their money, you've got to be justified, and they're going to have a thing or two to say about it. It's kind of like when you hear a football coach being interviewed before the game, and they say, well, what are you going to do? And they want, you know, they tell them all the things they're going to do. And then the coach says, and then there's that other people on the other side of the field who are going to have something to say about this.
Right.
And that's the customers are going to have something to say about this.
Yes. I want to hear an interesting number, Jim.
Yep.
Do you know that there is a number out there that says you have a 24% chance less of making a sale with no objections than you have if you do have objections?
I believe it. So
let's get everybody's mind right who's listening to remember that an objection's not a bad thing. It's natural. Would you rather talk to a client who has no objections whatsoever and sits with their arms folded?
Well, I'd rather somebody not like me than be indifferent toward me.
Yeah, sure.
I can change that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So first move often is to actually encourage objections. Smoke out objections. Let's get them on the table for both our sakes.
Right.
Because who knows,
right,
Jim? Maybe I am in the wrong office. I'd rather know now than commit resources and time to find out I'm not even talking to the person who makes the right decision here.
Right, right. You've got four steps of objection handling, if you want to talk about.
I do. I do. So let's talk tactically.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one, and by the way, this one, we can pick all the other three, and they're nice steps, but this is the most important step. So let's not mix our message here. Number one step is to clarify. You must clarify the objection. You and I were taught that at Zero Age, Jim. How about we could probably come up with 15 reasons why to do it, but let's just talk about a few. One, it eliminates objections due to stalling. Many people, it's natural for people to stall. Why am I helping the client to stall? Why don't I just lean back and ask them to tell me a little bit more about that? I want to make sure I'm answering the real objection. Mm-hmm. I want to keep from creating an objection, and I don't want to sound confrontational. So for all those reasons, and maybe a half a dozen more, step one is relax, just clarify. Turn that question back to the client and make sure that we've got the right objection that we're addressing. Clarify.
So what are some clarifying steps? What are some clarifying prompts or ways to think about?
Sure. And maybe we can wrap a little acknowledgement in there. So I think that's a real good question you just asked, Jim. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's holding us back today? Can you tell me a little bit more about that product you were just talking about? Because please remember, Jim, let me step out of role. Most people will never give you the real objection. What we typically hear is, I need to kind of wrestle with this a little bit, or that all makes sense. Let me, I'm still a little uncomfortable about actually my staff.
How about this? How about this? We already have somebody who provides that for us.
Sure. And, again, let's acknowledge that. That's terrific. And that's, by the way, that's why I'm here.
Would it be too pushy to say, well, let me ask you a question. Are they the only people you've ever bought that from? And they'll probably have to be honest and say, well, no. And they say, well, then that means that in times past you've made a change. And I'd like to talk about it. Is that too pushy?
Well, here's the thing, Jim. Nothing's too pushy. It's going to fit within our style. My point to you is this. If nothing else, how about the words, tell me more? How about
there
the words,
go.
Help me to understand that? But my point to you is, if I jump in with not really understanding objection, and I call it a hit and spray and say mentally, right. I don't even know what Jim's objection is, but I've heard something similar, I'll take a whack at this thing, and maybe I'll get it right.
First
but
thing
we don't
to do,
understand
folks,
that,
is clarify the objection. We're going to get some more out of our good friend Rob Jolles. After these messages, jolles.com, jolles.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.